Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to all our listeners. Tonight we are live in the Red Room. We welcome you back to another week. Again, we apologize for last week, but, you know, the hardest working man in Atlanta and the hardest working woman in the DMV, along with Sarah Lynn, because I can't leave her out. We just couldn't get our schedules to conflict last week, and it was mostly me. But, you know, when you have other responsibilities, you got to keep the priority, and I apologize to any listeners that, you know, missed out on us having a show last week. But we are back this week with another interesting show, another interesting topic, and I want to first introduce and welcome my co-host, James. If you've never listened to the show before, I call him the hardest working man in Hotlanta, and my co-host Sarah Lynn, who is just I'm going to share the title with her, the hardest working woman in the MVA. Welcome back, y'all. How y'all doing tonight?
We are fabulous.
I'm doing great.
Great, great. Well, I just want to let everybody know that, you know, I'm jealous of James because he started his vacation today, and I'm just going to tell everybody because he's getting ready to leave to go on a cruise. Is it tomorrow?
I go to Miami tomorrow, and then we get on the ship Saturday afternoon.
Wow.
Okay, so you know what? The next time you're cruising, just know and understand, we're doing a Red Room cruise, so we're all going to be in the same place at the same time. And we're going to figure out how to do a radio show from the cruise ship, which last night when James and I were talking, it really warmed my heart because he knows that next week he will not be able to join us, but he has already made it up in his mind that he's going to find somehow, some way to try to be on the show through the chat room, even if he can't be live with us on the air. So I just want you to know, all listeners, how dedicated we are to bringing the show to you each and every week. And the weeks that we can't, it's simply because we just have other things that we have to do. So I want to welcome everyone for listening tonight. And I'm glad that you have listened in for the topic for tonight, which is the love equation. It's how to go from 0 plus 1 equals 1 to 1 plus 1 equals 1. Now, I know when you listen to what I just said, it's kind of like, how does it even make sense? Well, we know that 0 plus 1 equals 1, and that's that place where you are when you are single. You're in that place where a relationship has ended, and you've decided to take that time to process it and move past it and be single for a while. And that's not an easy process. It's a process that some people don't go through. Some people don't take the time to experience. And unfortunately, when they don't, they end up walking into another relationship with a lot of baggage, with a lot of issues, and they end up dumping all of that stuff on the next person they become involved with, which, you know, to me is something that I'm very passionate about. I truly believe, and if you've read my book, you'll know that you have to be barefoot at some point to truly move past the last relationship. If nothing else, to get to know yourself and process, you know, what happened in the last relationship to be able to move forward to a new relationship. But when I say, how do you move from the 0 plus 1 equals 1 to the 1 plus 1 equals 1, you think in reality, in real math, 1 plus 1 equals 2. But when you go through the process of meeting someone and getting into a relationship with that person and starting to share your life with that person, it shouldn't be 1 plus 1 equals 2, because the two people should come together to become one. And if the ultimate goal is to eventually marry, then you're not one, you're not two people, you become one. So what we want to talk about tonight is, how do you go from the single person to the person that moves into the relationship with and not experiencing those pitfalls that can come from being single for a period of time and then walking into a relationship. So what we want to talk about tonight is how do you go from I and me, which is when you're single, to us and we. Now, I sat back and I took a look at, you know, at my own life, because I always analyze myself. And some people say that I think too much about things and I process too much, but I think the only way that we can truly learn and understand ourselves as well as understanding other people is if we do that self-analysis. And I thought about a lot of things that single people go through and become accustomed to that could make it hard to move into that place of being in a relationship and sharing their life with someone. And I'm going to go through just a list of things, and at some point, you know, if my co-hosts want to chime in, please feel free to. But what I want to do tonight is I want to go through the information that I want to share before I open up the lines for the callers, because a lot of times I think we get so excited about the information that we share and the things that we share about ourselves that I have a tendency to lose track of the message that I want to convey. And as I've said before, the topics for some of these shows are not just my topics. These are topics that listeners have emailed me and said, you know, can we talk about this? Or how about you bring this up as a topic of discussion? So I don't want to lose the message. So before I open up the call, the lines for callers to chime in, to give their feedback or whatever it is that they want to share, I want to go through the list and only for the co-host to, you know, kind of just, you know, fill in and add to whatever it is that I'm saying. At one point, when we open up the line, if you press 1 on your phone, that will let us know in the studio that you would like to share something. Now, one of the things that as a single person you experience is you and only you are accountable for your time. As a single person, I know I don't have to worry about or have to experience, and I won't say worry, I don't have to experience someone asking me, where are you going and where have you been? And it may not necessarily be out of jealousy or out of control or anything like that. It's out of concern. But when you've been single for a certain period of time, someone asking you that question can make you feel that it is for more than just concern. I mean, I have kids, so, you know, if I'm, you know, missing for too long, you know, one of my kids may call and say, Mom, where are you? That I understand, but when it comes to being in a relationship, that question could cause a problem. So as a single person, you have to adjust to knowing that you are no longer accountable for your time. You have to be able to at least share how you spend your time, because it's out of respect. Because if you put the shoe on the other foot, you would want to know the same things that maybe someone is also asking you. One of the other things that I wrote down on the list is communication has to be something that you get used to doing differently. Mm-hmm. As a single person, you don't have to communicate to someone on a regular basis. I mean, I have friends, and I communicate with my friends on an as-needed basis. Now, I mean, I will say that, you know, some friends I reach out to and I talk to every day, not that many, because my friends don't feel that we have to talk every single day. But when you are in a relationship, there should be daily communication. Because if there isn't, then at some point the person may wonder, you know, is there something wrong? Is she okay? Is he okay? Has something happened that we haven't communicated today? So you have to learn communication etiquette, as texting, making phone calls, whether you be the one who calls her first or, you know, he's the one who calls you first. Communication is a key piece of transitioning into going from being a single person to being in a relationship. You also have to learn how to compromise. And this is one piece that I think is the hardest for single people when they walk through that door of the relationship, because when you're single and you've been single for a while, you don't have to compromise. If you go out to dinner by yourself, if you go to the movies by yourself, if you cook dinner for only yourself, you don't have to compromise as to, well, what are we going to eat tonight? Because it's what I want to eat. There's no compromise for, well, what am I going to see at the movies? It's what I choose. You don't have to, you know, decide, you know, certain things for the we, because there is no we. It's just I. You become, you move into a place of being what I call positively selfish, which I think every person who has gone through a devastating relationship, whether it's for whatever reason, whether it was it's something where the relationship ended or the marriage ended, whether by choice or circumstance, in order to find yourself as a person by yourself, you have to go through the process of becoming positively selfish. Because to me, I truly believe that when you are in a relationship with someone, you give up a part of yourself to be with that person, and that's not a bad thing. But when you're that person is no longer in your life, you have to figure where does that piece that is now mine, where does that fit in with my life by myself? So compromise, I think, is one of the biggest things that comes into the transition of going from being single to being a partner. Because when all you're used to is the I, the me, and now you have to factor into the equation, it's just not me by myself anymore, there's the we, it's not an easy process. What did you say, James?
I think that's one of the hardest parts.
It is. I really and truly believe it is. Having to deal with the we. I mean, I remember having a conversation with someone, and this was about a year ago. And it was at that point in my life where I just basically, you know, we talked about where I was in the denial stage when I said I'd never get married again, although that's so not me. Shelly is never going to be anybody other than the single Shelly. One of the reasons that I gave was, and I made a joke of it, but deep down inside, I really was serious. I said, because I don't want to share the remote to the TV.
You don't want to do what?
I don't want to have to. I don't want to share the remote to the TV. And that sounds so minor, but really and truly, it is true. There has to be a compromise for something as simple as television time. Now, if you don't incorporate watching TV into your relationship, then that's not a piece, but for me it is. I like television. So, I mean, and I don't want to dwell too much on this one topic, but learning to compromise is the key piece, I believe, for going from I and me to us and we. One of the other things that that is a key factor is adjusting friend time. This is major for a lot of relationships, because when you go from being single and creating relationships and having friendships, when that person comes into your life that you make your partner or you become partners with, sometimes the friend time gets cut back. And a lot of times, the friend time gets cut off. There has to be a balance. Because if these friends were there when you were single and alone, and now you're in a relationship, you have to find a way to create that balance. And for some people, I'm not going to give up my friends. You know, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And the person's not really asking you to give up your friendship. They're either asking you to involve them in your friendship, which is not a bad thing, or reduce the time that you have with your friends because you're now in a relationship. And to some people that may say, oh, no, I'm not going to not hang out with my girls because now, you know, I've met this guy because, you know, my friends are always going to be there, but this man may not always be around. Well, guess what? He may not always be around because you want to hang out too much with your friends and still live that single lifestyle and try to be in a relationship at the same time. There has to be a balance. And the same thing goes for men. Men have this man code where, you know what, if we get together regularly on a certain day of the week to do whatever it is we do, and now I met this girl and you know, she wants to do this on that night, no, that's not going to happen because my friends have always been there. It has to be a balance. So adjusting the friend time is another piece that could create some type of difficulty or could be a pitfall in moving from being single to moving into a relationship. Another point is when you are single and you truly do the work to find yourself as a single person versus who you were in the relationship that just ended, you find things about yourself that become who you are as a single person. And it could be things that you like about yourself. I know for myself, when I went through that process, I learned things about me that I never even knew before. But when you move into a relationship, you have a tendency of losing yourself because you put so much focus on the other person, and you should. You should focus on the other person because the relationship to me should not be, I don't believe in give and take relationships. Me personally, I don't think a relationship should be give and take. I think it should be give, give. Because if you give to the right person, they don't see it as taking. They see it as an opportunity to give back. So if it's the right person and the right relationship, it's not give and take, it's a give and give. But when you give too much of yourself and the other person doesn't give back, you have a tendency to lose yourself because now you're so focused on giving so that person does give back and you end up losing yourself. So that's a pitfall that I think a lot of people, and I think second to compromise, I think communication is one of those things that can be worked on, but compromising things, I agree with you, it's a major piece. But I think second to that is the losing yourself. And with that, being single strengthens you. But when you walk into a relationship, if you don't walk in the right way, it can weaken you. And that's part of the giving without it being returned, and you start to lose yourself. So, I mean, for me, and this topic may not reach a lot of people, and I'm personally believing that it won't because they truly don't understand it. Because it's a lot to process. We just think we can walk out of one relationship, be single for a while, and then, hey, we meet this great guy, we meet this great woman, and you don't think about what it takes to make the transition. We just think it's supposed to come naturally. And, you know,
Shelley,
you yes.
And you wouldn't believe the people who don't get this conversation is the same people who are having problems with their relationship because they can't figure out where they missed the step.
Exactly.
And I agree.
It's very, very true. It happens every single day. They miss a step, and instead of trying to fix it, it goes be a little thing as, tell me where you're going, or you misunderstood it. You know, can get out of context, and they simply miss the step because it goes straight over their head.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I mean, it's like I said, I think if we learn the process, and anyone that's listening may be someone that's in a relationship, so that may not apply to them, but it may, because you were single at some point, unless you just went from, you know, being in a relationship, stepping outside of that relationship and met the person that you're with now, and I'm not judging anyone, but still, there are pieces that you need to know and understand that are required to make a relationship a partnership. And I think these pieces are so important, because if we don't do something to understand ourselves and to understand what it truly takes to be in a relationship, we're going to continue down that path of failed relationships. And we had the radio show where we talked about the marriages where most people are living together versus getting married. So, you know, it's the piece missing somewhere. And I think that, you know, we have to find the missing piece. And I just think this is one of them, where we don't really think about what it takes to go from being single to being in a relationship. And another thing is, we always think that relationships, when they end, it's because of, you know, the ugly thing. And it could simply be because the two people just weren't compatible. Maybe it didn't end ugly. Or maybe it was because, you know, one person did do something and it caused the relationship to end. Or it could be because that person passed away. It doesn't necessarily, I mean, we talked about, you know, being a widow and a widower before. So, I mean, some of the things that happen that cause relationships to end don't necessarily have to be ugly. So we aren't always dragging baggage into a relationship, but we still need to know what it takes to go from being single to being in a relationship. The same way they teach kids, being in high school is nothing like being in college.
Hell no.
There's a transition. There's truly a transition. Just because it is a learning and an educational environment does not mean it's the same thing. So, you know, the transition, just because you've done it before, doesn't mean that you know how to do it on a different level. And the last piece is, when we're single, we find things to do with our time. You know, I fill my time with work, with projects, my kids. And I have been guilty of even saying myself, well, if I met Mr. Wright, I don't even know when I'd have time for him, because I just got so much going on in my life right now. When would I have time for him? You have to learn how to fit in the time for someone else. And, you know, I've heard a person say, well, when that right person comes along, that, you know, if the person that, you know, that God has for you, the time will be there. Well, if you don't make the time, if you don't understand that the time needs to be made, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen. So that's another piece where, you know, if you've got Zumba class on Monday night and you've got PTA on Tuesday night and you do your whatever thing you do on Thursday night and you meet with the girls for tea on Saturday, and, you know, I'm making up stuff, but you know what I'm saying, it's that scheduled lifestyle that you have to learn how to say, okay, where am I going to take away the things that I've done for myself being single to make time for this person that I'm now in a relationship with. So I'm going to step down off of my soapbox for a few minutes and give you guys a chance to comment, because I just think it's something that we just don't put enough thought into. And I'm interested in your feedback.
Shelley, you know how I like to look at this? I like to look at it as a contract. You enter into a contract with another individual, and you have to give it your all. You have to give the selflessness. You have to give the understanding. You have to bring the trust. You have to give the time, and the time is the most important. People don't take enough time these days to listen, to talk. Most people don't even know how to talk to each other. So
exactly.
I like to look at all of this as a contract. It's a contract you enter within another person. When you go from me to we, you have to be ready for the big guns, and the big guns is the trust and the talking and the extra effort it takes to make a relationship work.
Absolutely. James, what's your feedback? I know you have something. I'm just waiting.
You're
single. You're single, so you know that it's not something that you just walk into. You know, one day you're single, and the next day you meet this great person, and you think, oh, life just goes on, and I don't have to change anything about my life. But it's not necessarily that way.
I am single. Like we did have a conversation yesterday, I am seeing someone. I agree to disagree with Sarah Lynn when she said it's like a contract. And the reason why I disagree is because I feel like a contract, I really don't know how to explain it. When she said contract, it kind of it touched the nerve a little bit, because to me it sounded like a prenup.
Is that a limitation, that the word you're looking for?
Yeah. I think that's probably what I'm thinking of, but I just can't get the word out at the moment. So, yeah, I think a contract is kind of like a limitation, saying what you can, you cannot do, and what you have and what you will do. Now, like I said, I understand what you're saying as far as, you know, you need to give your time into the relationship, you have to put your effort in, you have to make your compromises to make things work and give to the other person and take from the other person and stuff like that. But at the same time, I still feel like if you're going to be with somebody, they need to accept you for who you are. But also you as a person have to understand that you still have to compromise and change, not really change who you are, but make adjustments to fit this other person into your life now. I have this thing that I call my circle, or my bubble, should I say. If you're in my bubble, then I make adjustments to make sure that you're taken care of and we're coinciding with one another. Now, if you're outside of that bubble, excuse my French, because I can give two shit. But it's just like the person that I'm dealing with now, I make time to see him. I make time for us to spend time together, even though we're both busy with our, you know, our separate schedules. But at the same time, when we get together, it's just us, and that's it. So that's our contract, I guess you could say. If that makes sense to me.
It does.
I was just about to say it was a contract. It was a natural contract.
It's almost like a personal contract that you have with yourself, really, if you think about it.
Yeah. That's why I say I agree to disagree. Because when you say contract, you have to think about everybody's not going to take it the same way that I take it. I understand what you're saying, but in the general population, contract is like writing something down and this is what you need to do or else this is going to happen.
No, we're not talking about the prenup.
I know. I'm just saying for general purposes, like when you say the word contract, it can go any way.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I understand what you're saying. But yeah, you're right. It's like a contract with yourself saying what you need to do to fit this other person into your life now and to make adjustments to make each other happy.
And I think a lot of times people go from that single lifestyle and step into a relationship and want to drag the single lifestyle into a relationship. And it doesn't work. That is truly a pitfall because you can't feel like, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that what's acceptable by one person, you know, shouldn't be accepted, but let's just use this as an example. And I don't know if I'm going to step on any guy's toes, but, if in the male single lifestyle, if his routine was he got together with the guys every Wednesday night and went to the strip club because that was the boys' night out. Now he's in, he meets this woman and he's in a relationship with her, but that's still part of his routine and she's uncomfortable with it. Is that something he should change and make a compromise for to be in a relationship?
Yes. He has to discuss it with the other party first and let her know, well, this is what we used to do. Does this make you uncomfortable? And she have that authority or she has that chance to say, yes, don't do it. Or you can do it because that's just fun and I know you just love me, sweetie, and you're only thinking about me. Go ahead. That's what boys do.
But is that him giving up part of who he is to be in a relationship where you're losing yourself to be in a, losing
any
part of who you are and what you do to be in a relationship?
I wouldn't go so far as to say I would stop doing it completely. I would say, you know, let's compromise. I would do it less frequently, like maybe once a month, once every 2 months, something like that.
But he still have to ask permission. He still have to talk about
right.
it. He still have to put it
right.
on the table.
Right.
It's something that it's something that still should be discussed.
Yes.
Right. That's like you meeting the man and he say, well, you can't go shoe shopping every 2 weeks when you get paid. You need to wait
every 6 months. Stop it, James. Why are you stepping on my toes?
I'm not stepping.
Why are you stepping on my toes? Because y'all know,
but
a man tells me I can't buy shoes, we're going to have a serious problem. I don't
exactly
have to buy them every week.
Exactly my point. That's why you're saying to the man, he can't go to the strip club every Wednesday. So y'all
compromise
either you're going to have to go shoe shopping every week or you're going to go to the strip club.
James, I know a shoe has a tongue and a heel, but the other one who have a tongue and a heel is totally different. You cannot put the two of them in the same category, James.
Family.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, at this point, I want to open up the lines to callers who have a comment, something to share, because I think this is something that we really and truly need to talk about. If you have an experience of going from being single into a relationship and the process that it takes to do that, please share with us, because this is the only way we're ever going to learn how to avoid the pitfalls. If you just want to agree to something that we've said, if you want to disagree, please feel free to do so. So at this point, I'm going to open up the line for a caller. The last three numbers, I'm not even going to go through that process. Y'all already know who this is. I'm going to welcome
Niecy.
I'm going to welcome.
Yes, it is
Niecy. We already know who this is. Hey, Niecy.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Niecy.
At least you didn't wait until the last 2 minutes of the show.
No, because I had to get this out. I got an issue. I don't want to compromise. He got to be just like me. He got to like the same football team. He got to watch the same TV shows. He got to eat the same foods. He got to smell the same smells. I got an issue. I've missed out on a lot of relationships because of a football team. And
what?
I don't want to compromise. I can't date anybody that's a rival. I just can't.
But that brings a friend to a relationship.
Hmm?
Well,
That brings a friend in, well, for some people.
No, it don't, because I'm going to fight. It don't. And I know it's an issue. It's a problem with me, and I think about it, and I say, you know, well, come on. You got to let go. And I can't.
So, Niecy, are you saying if you met this, let's just say it's June, and you meet this guy, and he is absolutely amazing, and all of your conversations are geared around all of your common interests. He likes, because you like hockey, he likes hockey. He likes to go to the beach. He likes to do, you know, all of the things that you like to do. He's outgoing. He loves the same foods that you like. And now it's September. Mm-hmm. And the conversation starts to evolve around football, and you find out that he's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
We're done. We're done.
Okay, I have to jump in.
Okay, come on. Tell me.
I got to jump in. Let me close my door so I wouldn't be disturbed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, y'all, she's closing the door. Wait a minute, she's in the red room and she's closing the door. Niecy, I'm just going to say right now you're about to get it.
I closed my door too.
I always think there's always somebody for everybody out there. And to me, Niecy does not have to settle because she has not met the man who is going to turn her upside down, left, right, front, and center, and it doesn't himself matter what team he goes with.
Tell me where I'm going to find him. I got to go to Atlanta?
Girl, all I can tell you is pray for the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to praise him, too. When I meet that
pray
man.
Pray for the Lord. He's
like
coming.
Me.
You just have to pray hard enough.
Mm. Okay. I've just missed so many damn opportunities because of being so set in my ways. I don't want to give. I don't want to give.
And Niecy,
that's the thing, though. When you've been single for a long time, you become happy with being single. And there's nothing wrong with that. I tell single women all the time, you know, stop whining and crying about, oh, I'm single. I haven't met anybody. Be happy that you're single because there's a whole bunch of people who are in relationships that are miserable that would love to be in the place where the single person is. But what you have to know and understand is there's only one of us. They say that everybody has a twin. Well, that person just kind of looks like you. They really mm-hmm. aren't you. And if we keep going down that path of, I want that person to be just like me. I can't live with myself some days. Do I really want somebody that's going to be just like me? And if that person is, how will I ever grow? How will this person ever teach me anything? How will this person ever open up new ideas in my mind? How will this person ever, you know, make me see a different way of thinking or just, you know, just open up different opportunities for me in my life? Now, the compromise piece is not easy. I understand that. And that's, I think for me, that's the biggest piece. I use the time as the first issue for myself. Oh, I don't have time for a relationship. I got this to do and I got that to do and my kids and work and da-da-da-da. My issue is the compromise. And Niecy and I have had this conversation. I have a routine. And I don't like it when I'm taken off from my routine. And something as simple as at night when I go to bed, when I lay down and I just sink into my comfy, under my comfy covers, and I just have that, oh, thank you, God moment when my body finally is at rest, I have a confession. I watch the Golden Girls. I have to see the Golden Girls at night. Now, I have to think about that because this is a show about four single women living in the same house together. Am I finding enjoyment in the place that I'm in, and this is what gives me peace and comfort? I don't watch the movies of the happy couples that get together and it's Love Happily Ever After. I don't need to see all. I just need to see the Golden Girls.
Hey, Shelly.
How can I fit a man into my life and in my relationship where at night the Golden Girls isn't a part of it? Is it that important to me? That I don't know. I know in my singleness right now. Oh yes, I will be watching the Golden Girls tonight. I can tell y'all that. But tomorrow night I might not be because y'all already know I got great news. So, you know, cable may not be a piece of my living for one night, but that's my routine. So how do I get out of that routine?
Shelly.
Why do you have to get out of that routine? I don't understand why you have to get out of it, Shelly.
Shelly, I want to ask you guys a question. And this is for the caller. Caller, let me ask you a question. Let me pretend I don't know you for a few minutes.
Okay. Try.
Well, where do you go to meet interesting people?
Oh, damn. Nowhere. I don't really go anywhere.
Now, let me ask
you
guys a question.
I tried this weekend. I did go out and to meet interesting people. I do. I try, but I don't do it all the time. But I went to a party.
Well, that's fabulous.
And I met a whole lot of interesting people. But, Sarah Lynn, you know me. You know me, Sarah Lynn. You've seen me.
But let me put it the way to see. And then one of the things that Shelly started that I wish she would continue, and if she doesn't do it, I may have to step in because you guys know I love to travel, right?
Mm.
And we don't do enough things together as a group, as women going out together or people or grown folks going out together to meet interesting people. You would never meet that man who is going to turn your head and say, the game is on? Oh, I didn't know that. How would you meet him? Because you don't expose yourself enough, so you would never meet him.
Wait a minute. I need a timeout right here. Sarah, Niecy, I need you to understand what Sarah Lynn just said. Now, I don't know if she's speaking this into existence for you or not, but she just said something really powerful. She said you would meet that interesting man, and you would say, oh, the game is on. I didn't know that.
Yes, I did say that.
Wow. I can't wait for you to meet this one because if that's what it takes, then I'm truly excited. I want to also
I don't know if that's
going to
happen in my lifetime. Woo. Okay.
Because
I'm
I know
being
for me,
on another planet.
I know for me, I used to like walking, just walking in the park with somebody. You know, doing stupid, normal things that everyday people do. And I, one of my courtship with my husband, I think that's the best time I've ever spent with him. Because that's how you get to know people. Go in places that make you uncomfortable that you don't do on an everyday basis.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to meet Mr. Right.
Very true.
Okay.
How much of you guys think about hand dancing? I know we're all in the same, around the same age. It have men out there that want women like us who likes to do the same thing, but if we don't get up out of our comfort zone, we would never meet them because they like to hand dance, they like to do things like that, but we wouldn't even have think about, I don't even have know if you know about the hand dance, hand DC hand dancing clubs.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I've been invited to them plenty of times, and I never went because I don't know how to hand dance.
What are they called?
But you know what, Niecy, I'm there with you, and I mean I do know how to hand dance, but I just don't go, and I don't know why. And I think
a lot of those men are old.
Excuse me.
Old.
Yeah, that too.
They're
I
old.
Didn't say that, but.
But what is old?
What is old? Older than me.
Excuse me. There's one thing I've told Shelly.
I'm telling you,
she's
getting ready to take you down the road
conversation.
Right now. Sarah Lynn's getting ready to take you down the road right now. That's going to be her personal opinion, and she's going to drill it. So go ahead.
Let me put it to you guys. It's not who you like. It's who likes you.
What you mean?
Okay.
It has to be somebody I like. Come on, Sarah Lynn.
And guess what? You don't know what you want. You don't know what you want until you get it.
I know he's not old.
I mean,
He's not old, Shelly.
Give her the speech just like you've given me, because that's the speech I've been given. And I think it's something that we need to hear, because, again, we become so set in our ways. We become stuck on a certain thing. We become, you know, we get into that place of, oh, this person is my type. But guess what? Our type is what we've been used to in our past.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, the past is gone. It ain't there anymore. So why are we still looking for something that was in our past that doesn't even work for us anymore? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, next week should be a 60-year-old guy that walks up to you and he excites you.
I didn't say
he's
that.
He's excited by you. Now, I know what I'm saying. I'm not saying that that's what the case should be, but at least we need to stop having that stereotype of what our type is. We need to let that go.
Well, Shelly, you know I've had a whole bunch of types. I don't stick to one type, and you know that.
Well, that is true.
I've been out there.
I can't even argue with you on that one.
Plenty of times, so. And I'm just telling you, I know for a fact it's not an old man. I know it's not an old man. Unless he's rich, about to die, and don't have no blue pills. So.
I can't do this show tonight.
Oh, James.
I just want to remind. I'm going to put James out there again, only because he's getting ready to go on vacation. We still have no drink in the Red Room tonight, so I'm just going to let you know when you come back from vacation, the next show, we need a signature drink for the Red Room.
Can I add something?
The bartender.
I have to add something, James.
Yeah.
You may not know this, but the West Indians use a particular, if you take your phone, you unlock your phone, and you put in a B-Mobile chip in it. It depends on what part of the world you would be in. If it's the West Indies, you can still be on the Red Room call.
You know he's going to do everything he can to be on the show next week. I want to see if there's anyone else on the show tonight that wants to give us some feedback, share their comments about the show tonight, about how to transition from us, from the I and me to the us and we. I think it's so important that we share how to go from being single to being in a relationship. And I think Niecy just kind of shared with us something very, very important, because, you know, she has the things that she's just not willing to compromise. And, you know, and I think, you know, when I went through, you know, to just sit down, and I always do research on the topics, what was interesting was I couldn't find a lot of information out there that gave any articles or opinions about this being a transition. So I just want to open up the line to see if there's anyone that has something that they want to add. We have a caller, and I will only say the last four numbers. This is DC Exchange. Last four numbers of the caller's number is 1009. I want to open up the call to our caller. Welcome to the Red Room. Please feel free to share.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome to the Red Room.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, this is Whitney Shelley. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hi, Whitney, how are you?
I'm fine. I totally agree with you guys. I do believe it is a big transition when you are leaving from single to jumping into a relationship. I think one of the biggest things that people mess up on is actually knowing who you're getting into a relationship with. You may date or befriend a person, and you see a lot of signs of a lot of things that you probably wouldn't tolerate beforehand, but you jump into a relationship anyway because they have qualities and, you know, they have the potential to be that perfect mate, so you go along with it anyway, and then you get into a relationship, and then you're expecting them to be something that they're not, and they showed you the signs prior to. But so many people want so bad to change that person to make them who they are instead of accepting them for who, you know, for who they are and knowing who you are yourself and just understanding that that's just not the person for you.
Wow. That, ooh. That is so, so very true. And, you know, and I think, Whitney, what happens is that's a different direction that I didn't even expect to go in. But I think a lot of times when a person has been single for a while and they meet someone, they want to be in a relationship so bad that they take the good things and, like you say, and see the other stuff as something that, oh, well, I can work with this.
Right, everything isn't workable, though. It's like you don't compromise on the things that you want out of life. You don't compromise on how they treat you at your job and the salary that they pay you to do work and to slave. So why would you compromise on somebody, you know what I'm saying, something that personal and that near and dear to your heart? Like, why waste your time?
I agree.
Ooh, yeah.
Compromise, mm-hmm. You know, you don't compromise on something that, you know, that can potentially be life-changing or, you know what I'm saying, something that's that worth it. You're supposed to hold your relationships at a higher standard, I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying, than you do anything else almost. Because that's your
life.
I think so many people get caught up in, you know, necessarily wanting to be in a relationship and wanting that next person to, you know, to love them or to treat them the way they feel like they should be treated, that they settle for way less than what they deserve. They end up in a relationship with people that they don't know, and they jump and they assume and they make assumptions. And I look at a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, put themselves at risk for these terrible relationships that they end up in with these people that they really don't know. And then you go through a relationship, and it's like, well, he turned into such and such, and he started acting like this, when all along he was always that person. You just chose not to see. You saw what you wanted to see because you wanted to see, you know what I'm saying, you wanted to see the brighter side of things until the bright side started to lessen the side that was already there that agitates the hell out of you right now.
Right.
I'm sorry if you can hear my clippers. I'm still at work.
That's okay. We do what we have to do, and I just so appreciate you taking the time to call into the show because what you said was so very important, and I think that's something that should be added to the list that I didn't even add, which I really appreciate, and you know, it's something that we need to consider because a lot of times a person will go from and since Whitney said that, I can tell you I know one person who did just that, went from being single for an extended period of time to going into a relationship, and that relationship, and this person gave up a lot of themselves to be in this relationship, but there were things that they felt they were doing to compromise, but they were actually settling. So that's a thin line. And James, when I went through the list, the first thing the one thing you did say was, you know, compromise is the biggest piece to moving from being single to being in a relationship, learning to compromise. But then you have to watch out for that line of compromise versus settling. This could be what Nisi feels is, you know, dating an old man, I'm going to be politically correct, and a more mature gentleman or someone who is a Dallas fan, that's not a compromise for her, that's settling. You know, where, I mean, it's just like Whitney said, there were signs up front. This person that was, you know, great guy or whatever, and he was a Dallas fan, she saw that, you know, there was this combative type of of relationship that they had that came when it came to sports. So, you know, could it be something that escalates over a period of time that just doesn't work further down the road? But she knew up front he was a Dallas fan, so why does she even keep seeing him?
Mm-hmm. That's why I started. I'm not going to settle.
So, Whitney, that was a very key piece that you just added, and it's something that we definitely, you know, have to know and understand, that you have to see things for what they are, and you can't keep up so much of yourself, because, you know, there's, like I said, there's a piece of there's a difference between compromising and settling, and that's a difficult line, and we definitely have to be mindful of that as being a pitfall, because like I said, these are the things that we're talking about are pitfalls. So thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing with us, and I know you are still at work.
Yeah,
so
I'm trying to get out of here now.
I appreciate you taking the time to join us on the show tonight.
Thank you. I have been listening. I was pushing a button and it wouldn't work.
Oh, well, you know, we make it work. It eventually works.
I had to call from a different phone.
Oh, okay. Well, you made it in, and that's what's important. All right, guys, is there anything else that we want to add? I have to say that tonight is probably going to be a shorter show. I've got some work to do. I got a couple other things going on. I have, hopefully in the next couple of days, a major announcement for the book tour. I'm just waiting on the last of the final pieces to come through for a speaker's contract. Out of the country, I might add. I mean, it's been an incredible journey. I'm just so excited. For all of the listeners, if you have not gotten the book, please go to shellylbrooks.com. It's S-H-E-L-L-Y, lbrooks.com. Order your copy of the book. You can email me any questions, comments, topics for the show at info@theredroomradio.com. I look forward to your comments. Anything that you would like to share about the show. Again, next week we are going to have the show. Hopefully if James can make it, if not, we truly understand. We really want you to enjoy yourself, James. So if you're not here, we'll toast for you and know that you'll be thinking of us, but we just want you to have a great time.
He's going to Aruba, Grand Turks, Dominican Republic, and Curaçao.
Is it
Whoa,
a cruise?
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cruise?
Yeah. I go to Miami tomorrow, and I leave on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, well, enjoy yourself. Make sure you represent me now.
James.
I'm going to do my best to at least listen to the show.
James. Have me a mojito.
I'm going to have about 30 of those, so he ain't got to worry about that.
Right. He's going to come back with lots of drink recipes and specials for us.
I was trying to say earlier, too, there's actually a bartender competition on the ship. So I'm going to think of something in thoughts of the Red Room, and if it wins the competition, I would definitely bring it back.
Awesome. See, he's going to take the Red Room on the ship with him. For all of our listeners out there, I do want to let you know that in November next month, we are going to do, of course, we got to work around James' schedule. I understand he's going to be in the DMV sometime next month. We're going to chase him down wherever he is. If he can't get over on our end, we're going to find him. But we are looking to do a live show with every one of us in the same room at the same time. I am working on, in the next couple of weeks, having a studio ready for us, and I'm just too excited for what we have coming for the Red Room. When James comes back, he's going to have a special guest on our show, another author who I am so excited to interview. So we have a lot of things that, you know, that are coming up for the Red Room. I'm going to put her out there and let her know that sometime in the month of November, Niecy is going to be my co-host, and we'll have a topic of discussion where she is going to start the show off and get us going. So y'all know.
I'll do my best.
You know how Niecy is. Just know and understand that what that show is going to be live, hot, and off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to give everybody an opportunity to share. I think there's so much information out there that if we come together and we share it, it can be helpful to some people. Like I said, tonight's show may not have been a topic that was about, you know, the steamy, hot things that we have talked about on the show. But I will say this, the one part that I will say that we left out about going from being single to being in a relationship, not one person brought up.
What?
Huh. I'm just surprised. I'm just surprised that nobody brought it up. We all talked about the whole... how we got to compromise, we got to do things the other partner doesn't want to do, we got to adjust the friend time, we have to make sure that we don't lose ourselves. All of those pieces that we know are important to become the 1 + 1 = 1, not one person brought up the upside to that equation.
You mean a good sex?
Money.
Thank you.
Oh.
Seriously? No one thought about that?
What we thought it was understood.
Oh, trust and believe, we've had the conversation where that is not always understood.
Well,
but
on my side, it's understood. If it's not that good, that's really a grounds for divorce.
she don't want no pencil there.
Right. You guys are so awesome. I just really appreciate every week sharing our conversations together. The callers that are listening, we have some shy callers I see that are, you know, listening to the call tonight, and that's fine. We don't have to have people call in and share or whatever, but we know that as long as you're on the line, that you're listening, that all of the listeners that log on to theredroomradio.com and listen to our archive shows, and I will say that the number of listeners that we've had over the last couple of months since we started the show, it has been phenomenal. And I will say that when I talked to James yesterday, I told him, I said, you know what, I did some, you know, looking at the numbers, and I know a lot of radio shows people listen into for the racy topics, the ones where we know in today's society sex sells. The topics that we had that were, you know, pretty much focused on the intimate part of a relationship, we would think that those were the ones that people would listen most to. But I will say that from looking at the numbers yesterday, it's the shows that we do where we share something other than just the sex that is attracting the listeners. So as long as we keep putting the information out there, I know that we're helping someone. Somebody is seeing this as an opportunity to either to help them in their own personal lives or something that they can share with other people. So at this point, I'm going to close out the show. If anybody has something that they want to add before we end the show, this is the chance for you to you know, go ahead and we'll close out the show.
I do wanna add something. I've been thinking about this for like 2 weeks now. It has nothing to do with tonight's topic. It's just a little inspirational piece.
So this is your part of my two cents.
Yes, this is my two cents. A little
okay.
religious.
We have to have that every week. We have to do that.
You're right. It's a little religious, but I'm not going to go too deep into it. Like we said earlier, we're not going to have church on the radio.
But we can.
But with everything that I've been going through, Shelly's been going through, the reason why we can't have our shows, just know that the God we serve is truly amazing.
Yeah.
And in this, when we think everything is going wrong and they're not going our way, I just want everybody to remember that at the end of the day, it's not about what you want. It's about what God has planned for us. We lose loved one. I just lost one yesterday. Everything happens for a reason. We have things on our job that don't make us happy. We have life situations that don't make us happy. And when we continuously pray and rely on our faith, everything's going to work out in His favor. So I want to say to everyone, keep your faith. Don't give up. And everything's going to come through. In the midst of your downfall, your breakthrough is coming. A step back is only a stepping stone for your come up. And that's my
absolutely. Well, James, as we're going in that direction for my 2 cents, I so think we are just so on the same page. I mean, it's amazing, because my 2 cents for tonight was going to be something that was a little bit different from any other my 2 cents for the show. My 2 cents for tonight is this, and I've shared this with my co-host. When you stand firm on your faith, God will truly move mountains for you.
And nobody can break you down.
My closest friends know and understand that something that I truly needed to happen for me, God didn't just give me what I needed. He gave me what I wanted.
Amen.
And the same way we sit and we think. I mean, even tonight, the call that we, you know, that we, the show that we've had, we talk about, you know, the things that we're looking for. And Nisi, Sarah Lynn spoke it into existence. There's no way we can sit back and say no, because God can simply say yes. So the same way you say, no, there's no way I'd ever date a man that was a Cowboys fan, challenge God and see what He does, because He is amazing. So my 2 cents for tonight is, for every person out there that thinks that something can't happen or won't happen, or they just ask for what they want, go past that and ask for what they need. Go past that and ask for what you want, because that's what God wants us to do. James, I wish you the best vacation that you've ever had. Sarah Lynn, Nisi, you know I'm going to see y'all between tomorrow and Saturday, because you know what we have to do. Praise God. And for all of our listeners out there tonight that have joined us on the show, I truly appreciate you joining us in the Red Room every week, and we will be back next week for another interesting show. And from this point, I will say, thank you guys so much. I love you, and I will see you next week in the Red Room. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Enjoy, James.
Oh, I am.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.